Certainly thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for another opportunity the Lord's given us. Thankful for the church. If you're here tonight and you've been born again, you've been saved, I encourage you to follow the Spirit of the Lord tonight. Be a light that shines out. You know, you look into the world, we see the world, we go out and we look at it, and to most of us it seems really, really dark when we look at it, but when a light shines in a dark room, the darker the room gets, the brighter the light she'll shine. So it's our job to shine bright. If you're here tonight and you've never been saved, I certainly encourage you, don't wait for me to give an altar call. When you feel that drawing power, that's the time. That's when you should seek Him. Not when I give an altar call. You may never make me give an altar call. Today is the day of salvation. Thankful to be here tonight. We've got a thought, and you know, when I was younger, this really, really, really bothered me a lot. I come to realize I was lost when I was about 8 years old, I guess it was probably. We went to church, and I'd go to the altar over and over and over for 3 years, it felt like, and we kind of got out of church, and Mama passed away when I was 13, and after that, we didn't really go to church hardly anymore. And it's just something that it took me 7 years to finally get saved. And I look back into the time, and one of the things that really bothered me, you see, we're going to read a little bit before we go on any further. We're going to go to the 6th chapter of Romans. We'll just read the 23rd verse. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, when I was growing up, I thought there was something miraculous that I had to do to be saved. I thought there was something special that I could do to be saved. But the Scripture clearly tells us it's a gift of God. That's what being saved is. It's a gift of God. There's nothing miraculous that I can do. The miraculous thing was done a long time ago. I heard everybody talk about how great it was, and I thought, surely there's something I have to do miraculous to get saved. I put all these worldly things, all these things that got in front of me, anything, and I thought, you know, there was something that I had to do, but all you have to do is surrender. That's what it come down to. As a 15-year-old boy, that's what it had to come down to. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do now. I'm nothing but disobedient dirt right now. There's nothing good about TJ. I can promise you, if you're out in the parking lot, down in the hollers, out in the car, it don't matter where you at. If you've never met me, you won't miss much. You fail to meet Jesus, you have truly missed it all. And I'm thankful for that. Yeah. I'm going to read this, and this is we think there's something we can do that's special, something we can do to might help things, and that's when we're really going to mess up. I'm going to read you a story about a couple individuals, and one of them, you know, it seemed like they had everything in this whole world, everything was going for him, and the other, it seemed like he didn't have nothing in the old world what it had to offer. Anyway, we're going to be in the 16th chapter of Luke, verse 19. "And there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, more forever the dogs came and licked his sores." We'll read on. We want to stop right there. There's a great distinction of these two individuals and what this world had an offer to them at the time. You know, as we go on in time, we think this world, it's got something to give us. You know, how big our farm is, how many Hot Wheels we got, whatever it may be. We think of something that the world has to offer, and the world clearly has nothing to offer. "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted his eyes, being in torments, and seen Abraham far off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thou's lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all things between us, and you are great as a gulf fixed, so which that they were passed from hence you cannot, neither can they pass us that you would come hence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto him, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither that will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. You see, the old rich man, it said almost every day he had everything this whole world had an offer. He had all these worldly things, the things that we think of today that's important, that's really not, and I'm talking about myself included, things that don't matter. You see, that's not what's important here tonight. And then you talk about Lazarus. I mean, they had to be the direct opposite while they lived in this whole world. Lazarus being the beggar, begging for the crumbs that fell from his table. You see, there was a difference in them. At some point, Lazarus had to bow down and get his sins forgiven. He had to go to the cross, the base of the trees, Brother Jeff told us. He had to go there He went on to heaven, and the rich man, he died and went to hell. And if you notice, when the rich man goes on and he's asking for these things to be done, he never asked to get out of the place. And I truly believe, because he knew exactly why he was there. He knew what he had done. He had not repented of his sins. That's why he was in hell. And I truly believe that. You know, we talk all the time about how bad hell is and all the torment, and you know, we get to praying, and it gets pretty loud sometimes when you talk about the roar. Talk about a roar being going on right now. There's a roar going on right now, likes of which this world has never saw. The cries coming out from that place, it's like nothing this world has saw. The 13th chapter of Matthew, verse, we'll just read it. 13:49-50. So shall it be the end of the world. The angels come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast into them into the fiery furnace. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. If you look at that word, you look at the word wailing. The definition of that word is a sorrowful cry. And that's at what's going on right now. We get down, we pray, and it sounds like a roar coming from this building. But you're talking about a roar going on right now. There's a roar going on, likes of which we never saw.
That's right.
Thankful to be born again tonight. You know, when I was I got to tell you this. I got to tell you about me getting saved. When I was I guess it was December 22nd. I always say being saved was the best gift I ever got, and that's because I got saved on Christmas Eve. That's why I always said that. But you know, you throwing all that aside, I mean, regardless what day you've been saved on, it's truly the best gift that you've ever got. I hadn't been to church in probably two and a half years, I guess. December 22nd, like I said, I hadn't been to church in 2.5 years. December 22nd, a thought kind of crossed my mind. Laying in bed one night, if I died, I didn't want to be at church. I didn't want to hear the singing. Didn't want to be around anybody. I even talked about it. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't want to be a part of any of it. Didn't want to go. But that thought just crossed my mind out of nowhere. You know, wasn't nothing going on, and it hit me hard, and I got scared that night. I didn't get saved that night. I was scared. I felt like I truly needed something, and I did. And I went on and went on. Went to the next day, and I didn't sleep probably an hour and a half, 2 hours each night. I couldn't sleep. Went on, and this is December 23rd now. Went to the mall, different places, scared to death the whole day. I mean, I had to find relief somewhere, and I'd ask my aunts if I could go to church with them. You know, that's when things are starting to really get serious, when you have somebody that's lost trying to go to church. I was I was scared to death, and the preacher, he preached probably 45 minutes an hour, I guess, and I was still going to sit back in my seat. I was going to sit back. I was just too big at the time, too big of a boy to get down and get in front of somebody and try to seek out the Lord. And I remember him saying, well, I don't remember what he preached on or anything like that, but I remember him saying he'd never felt the presence of the Lord so much in his life, and that hit me hard. You know, because I think he'd been preaching 40-something years and went on, and that hit me. You know, and when that did, I knew that I had to find relief somewhere, because I was as broken and burdened down as I've ever been in this world, and I had to do something. And so I went to the altar, and I promise you I can't remember a word I said, a word I mumbled, a word. It didn't matter. You see, you can come up here, you can cry your eyes out, you can come up here, you can do all these things, but it's going to have to come from the heart. If forever to be saved, it'll have to come from the heart. Now, you know, there was a time and a place that I can't really account for. I just know I went down and I come up a lot different than I went down. The inward man had been changed. You know, that's what I'm talking about tonight. If the Lord is dealing with you tonight, one suggestion I will make. You know, he went through and he did all these miraculous things while he was here, but I truly believe he went knowing the whole time what was coming. And I read the verse. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus our Lord." You'll have to go knowing. That's what faith is. You'll have to go knowing. If you think you're going to come to an altar somewhere and think you can cry a little bit harder than you did last time, you'll come up short. If you think you can do something special, you're going to end up coming up short, you see. You'll have to go by faith. You'll have to go knowing. That's the only thing I did different that day than I did all them other days. I went knowing the Lord was going to save my soul, and that's all you can do. If you ever find the God, you will have to go knowing He'll save you. Amen. Or you'll be like with the rich man. You'll be cast into the lake of fire, wanting Lazarus just to bring you a cool drop of water. In a place of torment, in a place of sorrowful cries. Thankful that I don't have to go to that place. Thankful for the presence of the Lord I've been able to feel tonight. Thankful to be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus in the third chapter of John. He said, "You must be born again." And if you're ever going to make heaven, if you're ever going to go there, you'll have to be born again. Amen. That's the most important thing in this world. We have things that we, you know, me, myself, I'm talking about me, I'll try to put first, but nothing will ever work when you're going down that route. When you go to pray, you have to go knowing He's going to save you, and I truly believe He'll save you. Thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for the Spirit we've already filled. I do want to say tonight, if you're here and a visitor, and you consider yourself a visitor, if you leave that way, we failed. If you if you've been born again, we encourage you to follow the Lord. Thankful to be a part of the church. You know, the more time I spend with you guys, I truly, the more time that I do want to spend with you guys. I enjoyed going to Sunday school the last few Sundays. Brother Laren does an awesome job of pointing out points that sometimes when I study, I'll blaze past them. You know, when Paul and Silas in the middle of the prison, boy, that's where I wanted to go. And he talked about the woman selling purple, and I never even dug into it at all. And he brings out them points, and boy, it sure does bless me. It encouraged me to slow down a little bit and take in, you know, what the Scriptures actually say. It's been good to be here tonight. I know we've been somewhat short, but that also don't matter. The important thing is following God, and God's in the midst of it. I mean, we can do just as much damage by being long or doing something that's not on our heart than we can by being short. Thankful to be born again. Thankful for the opportunity. If you're here tonight and you've never been born again, you'll never, as Sister Lisa told us the other night, we'll never be in the congregation sitting like this again. I'm not saying we won't make it to tomorrow at 11 o'clock or tomorrow at 7 o'clock or whatever. This service, it'll never happen again. This will be an opportunity, if the Lord's drawing you, that you have missed if you fail to repent and seek God. Thankful to be here. Love y'all. Love each and every one of you. Love you out in the parking lot. If you're out in the... you're out in the parking lot, same goes for you. If you've never been born again and the Lord's dealing with you, call upon Him before it's too late. If you hear this 10 years from now, I don't know. I mean, we put it on the website, whatever happens. If you hear it 10 years from now and the Lord starts dealing with you, certainly understand that's the most important thing you'll ever do. It's the most important thing that I've ever done. That's about all I got. I don't want to sit up here and keep rambling on something I don't have. Thankful to be here tonight. Thankful to know that I do have a better place to go. Amen. Thankful that I'm going to a city where, you know, you look up in the sun, you look out in the sun, and it's so bright you can't hardly look in it. I'm thankful that I'm going to a city that'll shine brighter than this sun has ever shined down here. Thankful for that. Thankful to be born again. That's all I got. I love y'all.